Конкурс понимания устного текста. Прослушайте диалог, в котором участники обсуждают идеи национальной гордости. Диалог будет прочитан дважды. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы изучить задание.
Now, is there anything that makes you feel good about your country? This is what I'm talking about with Finn today. Hello, Finn.
Hi, Rob. Yes, this is something we call national pride. Pride is a feeling of pleasure and satisfaction that you get because you or people or places connected with you have done something good.
So it's a good feeling. We can also say to take pride in something, so we feel good about doing something.
Now, some people in Britain or in the United Kingdom recently felt proud when it was announced that the first ever British astronaut is to go to the International Space Station. An astronaut is a person who has trained to go into space.
Well, we'll talk more about this and what makes us proud soon. First, I need to set you a question, Finn.
And hopefully I will take pride in getting it right, Rob.
Maybe. Do you know the nationality of the first astronauts to live in the International Space Station? That was back in the year 2000. Was it A, Russian, B, Ukrainian, or C, American?
I'm going to say A, Russian.
OK, well, I'll let you know the answer later on. So let's talk more about national pride. Commander Tim Peake is to be the first British man to go to the International Space Station.
Many people in the UK feel pride that he is going to fly the flag for Britain. In other words, he's going to represent Britain in space.
Yes, it's a good feeling to know that a person from your country is involved in space exploration.
Well, let's hear from Tim Peake. What words does he use to describe his feelings?
I don't think I need to tell you that I'm absolutely delighted with this decision. It was an honour to be selected in 2009 as an astronaut into the European astronaut candidate as a British citizen. But it really is a true privilege to be assigned to a long-duration mission.
He feels good. He says he is delighted, so very happy. And he described being chosen for the mission as an honour, so something he is proud to do.
And finally, he said it was a true privilege. That means he's very lucky to have the opportunity to do it. I suppose I would feel the same if I was the first astronaut to represent my home country, Scotland.
Scotland, Finn, not the United Kingdom?
Ah, well, good point. I am from both. As you know, the United Kingdom is made up of smaller countries, one of which is Scotland, where I'm from. Rob, I know you're from England, which is also part of the United Kingdom, or the UK. Do you take pride in being English or British?
Well, both. I'm proud of our English history and the countryside, and I take pride in seeing England winning at football
sometimes.
But I'm also proud that England is part of the United Kingdom and how we have such a diverse population, you know, so many different types of people.
That's true. And in the 2012 Olympics, I think we were proud to see British athletes win lots of medals.
Well, the British are not as proud as some countries are. A BBC survey discovered people from developing and middle-income countries said the way their team performed at the Olympics was very important to their national pride. We asked people on Facebook what made them proud about their country, and this is what some of them said.
Gilberto said, "In Brazil, we are proud of Ayrton Senna, who won Formula One. And I'm proud because Brazil is a wonderful country to live in. We have nice places like beaches, waterfalls, cities like Sao Paulo, and good people."
Sambat said, Angkor Wat is the seventh wonder of the world, and that makes me proud to be Cambodian.
Nachia from India said she's proud of her country's rich culture and that it has one of the great wonders, the Taj Mahal. Wonderful place.
So people and places can give you pride. Now, one thing I'm proud of is the BBC, the British Broadcasting Corporation. It's something that is respected around the world, something in the United Kingdom we can be proud of.
Yes, I think it's when you're abroad in another country that you realise what makes you proud of your home country.
Yes, when I'm abroad and I see something made in Britain, or if I hear music by a British band, it makes me patriotic. That means showing love for your country and being proud of it. Earlier, I asked you if you knew the nationality of the first astronauts to live in the International Space Station. That was back in the year 2000.
I said A, Russian.
Well, you are sort of right. It was a bit of a trick question.
Oh.
The nationality of the first people to go to the International Space Station were actually Russian and American. Well, back here on planet Earth, we've just got time for a reminder of some of the words that we've heard today.